Rodney, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, just give us a bit of a general sense. What were your feelings on this when you first heard the news or first heard the announcement from Telstra?
Well, on a positive note, I was pleased that Telstra has confirmed that it still supports marriage equality. There are now almost 900 businesses across Australia that have signed a letter of support, and not one of them have withdrawn their support, and that includes Telstra. But at the same time, I'm disappointed that Telstra feels the need to rule out any further advocacy. We haven't spoken to Telstra about that yet, and I hope that we can soon, so that we can move forward on the issue with them. Probably of greater concern to me, though, is statements from groups like the Australian Christian Lobby, who have said in response to the fuss about Telstra that they will be stepping up their activities in trying to get companies to reverse their stance not to support marriage equality at all. And I think it's very important that groups like Australian Marriage Equality continue to engage with these companies and point out to them the value of supporting an issue like marriage equality. It means a more cohesive and productive and inclusive workplace for them. It means a greater capacity to connect with their customers. It means a greater capacity to recruit from overseas skilled workers. It means sending a really positive message overseas about Australia's openness as a society, which, of course, is a benefit to business as well. There's lots of benefit to business of supporting marriage equality, and I think it's in our hands now to keep on pointing that out to the business sector in this country.
Well, actually, that is quite an interesting point you do bring up there, Rodney, because to be honest, I myself get a little bit cynical about business endorsements. Something like marriage equality here in Australia, it's already tremendously popular. It really just seems like a matter of time, realistically. And I do get a little bit cynical that businesses are trying to be, I don't know, trendy when they endorse an issue like this. So something like Telstra coming out and making this announcement, it obviously hasn't affected your cynicism or your idealism at all?
No, I think business has a really important role to play in advocating for marriage equality and similar reforms. I mean, in the United States, probably the best example we have of thousands of businesses backing marriage equality, not just saying that they support it, but actually backing it up with action. For instance, a whole range of major American companies signed a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court, which helped get that court across the line. And that's one of the reasons, of course, the main reason, the court decision, that we have marriage equality across the United States. So business played a really important role in that landmark decision in the U.S., as they've played in getting marriage equality across the line previous to that decision in a number of different states. So business has an important role to play. If Telstra doesn't want to play any further role, then of course that's its decision. But I know there are lots of other companies that do, and we'll be stepping up our engagement with them to suggest ways that they can continue to have a positive impact on the marriage equality debate, including if that debate ends up in a plebiscite campaign.
Just speaking of the plebiscite, obviously Telstra has said that they were bowing out to leave sort of a neutral space so all Australians felt free, I guess, to express their own feelings on marriage equality when it came to the plebiscite vote. Every Australian having a vote on whether marriage equality was something that they were willing to go forward with. What was Australian marriage equality's feelings on the plebiscite, on the proposed plebiscite?
We don't support it. A plebiscite will be divisive in the community. It will be very expensive, of course. The Electoral Commission has said that it will cost $160 million to run. And PricewaterhouseCoopers, the accounting company, has said that there will be a far larger cost in terms of mental health impacts on lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people in our family and on workplace productivity. They've put the cost to the economy at over $500 million. And then there's the fact that it's not even necessary. We could resolve this issue in Parliament tomorrow. By our calculations, there's majority support in both houses of federal Parliament. If the Coalition had a conscience vote, then this, as Labor does, then this could go through within the next week. And of course, the other issue with the plebiscite is that it's not binding. So that even if the Australian people vote yes to marriage equality, which I believe they will, it still has to go back to Parliament. So why not just get it done now?
Very strange situation. Rodney, thank you very much. Obviously, the mental health aspect's very, very important, but really, really happy we could get you on this morning and get a bit of insight into it.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
You have a very good day.